Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
There was a time not long ago when hydrogen was seen as the great and affordable hope for renewable energy, a fuel that is bountiful and emits only water as a byproduct. But the S&P Kensho Hydrogen Economy Index, which measures companies that focus on hydrogen, fell to an all-time low over the summer amid fears of a recession. And with the incoming US president far more focused on drilling for fossil fuels than renewables, things might soon get even worse for those in the hydrogen space. Paul McCormack is the chief executive of Hydrogen Ireland. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Joe.
Remind us how hydrogen works as a fuel.
Hydrogen takes the energy, hopefully from renewables, which gives you green energy, through the electrolyzer, splits water into its two constituent parts, hydrogen and oxygen, and gives you two sources of fuel.
Of course, you've got different types of hydrogen, and you've got green hydrogen, you've got blue hydrogen, and then you've got black hydrogen.
You have all the colours under the rainbow, but the one that we're focused on, the one that we're interested in Hydrogen Ireland and in working with the Irish government, is green hydrogen, capturing the green electrons from our renewables and using that to create green hydrogen to give us the energy autonomy we need in the country.
Now, to use hydrogen, you will need to adapt the existing infrastructure, the energy infrastructure, and that could be very expensive.
The opportunity we have in Ireland is a state-of-the-art gas network that can take the hydrogen molecules. Now, there are tests being done throughout Europe that you can blend hydrogen into the natural gas pipeline up to 20%. And that can be done over a period of time. But we can start introducing a green element to our energy economy now by using that energy that's currently lost, making sure then we capture all of the opportunities in green energy for Ireland and give us that destination towards net zero.
Okay. Do you need some sort of refinery then at an entry point into the gas grid?
It's a blending at the entry point where you can blend the hydrogen in with the molecules of natural gas. And every green hydrogen molecule we introduce is one less of fossil fuels. Mm. So we're decreasing our demand and our need for fossil fuels. We're bringing ourselves away from this addiction we have on fossil fuels, and we're developing a green destination by using hydrogen as that catalyst for change.
Okay. Now, going back to the infrastructure bit, how much of, apart from the grid, the gas grid, how much of the country would need to be adapted to use hydrogen as an end user, for example, for, you know, putting into trucks?
At the minute, there are buses in Belfast, up to 30 buses that are running on hydrogen at the minute. Mm. They're built by Wrightbus in Ballymena, and they're running in Belfast, and there are two buses on trial here in Dublin. They're built bespoke, designed and specific buses. From the outside, they look like normal buses, but it's the difference is the fuel cell element in there. The only emission from a hydrogen vehicle is water. You don't have the exhaust emissions, you don't have the NOx or the vapours. So by using that hydrogen as a green energy, we're having a green opportunity, but also that climate change adaptation that we require.
Now, your timing might be perfect because every politician in the land in the Republic of Ireland will be listening to demands in order to get votes. What would you like the new government to do?
We have talked to all of the parties and we've asked all of the parties on their manifestos to make sure that they have green energy at the core of their energy question. The government, when elected, we would like them to prioritise hydrogen as part of the ReU e-power network, where Ireland sits at the centre of the hydrogen network in Europe. And then we're able to influence and shape that hydrogen economy for the benefit of the Irish nation and bring what we call energy independence, energy autonomy, by balancing our grid, by using our renewables and capturing the full potential of renewables.
Now, Fianna Fáil will become the first party to publish its manifesto today. Any ideas whether hydrogen will be mentioned or will it just be a generic reference to renewables?
I would say it'll be more than a generic reference to renewables. We're looking at where the hydrogen strategy is already in place, developed by the department. We're looking now to empower that strategy and the manifestos to articulate the empowerment of that and the pathways they want to develop the hydrogen pathway to net zero. And we'll also have our conference this week, which is Wednesday and Thursday in Foot Island in Cork, and it's hydrogen, navigating the challenges, seizing the opportunities, and we have the politicians there down at the conference with us.
Well, you'll get what you need over the next few weeks. Thank you for coming in, Paul. That's Paul McCormack, the Chief Executive of Hydrogen Ireland. That's it for now. Don't forget you can hear all our items on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.